If it looks like your parched lawn is crying out for a drink, it is. Parts of this state are in the grips of a dry spell, turning lawns crispy and brown. Mid-Michigan Christmas tree farmers are losing trees. Jeffrey Andreessen is the state climatologist, and he's co-director of EnviroWeather at Michigan State University. What is up with the lack of rain, Jeffrey? Just what's going on?
Well, there are a number of things. We could look at the jet stream pattern across North America. That's probably ultimately the cause. But amazingly, if we look across the upper Midwest here, there are areas that have been actually too wet, and there are areas that have been too dry. And we usually don't see this kind of variability spatially. But this year, that is definitely the case. And central and southern, particularly lower Michigan, is one of the places that is among the most dry.
And as we look at the whole Midwest, how are we doing?
Well, we're way behind. There are a couple of other places that have problems right now with dryness. But again, as I mentioned, and actually even within Michigan, if we go up to the Upper Peninsula, to western portions of the UP, it's been wetter than normal there as well. So the variability is just, again, is something we don't see this often. But as to the cause, a lot of it is bad luck. We've had a string of what looked to be promising rain-producing systems literally vaporize in front of us or on the radar screen, whatever you happen to be looking at. And that's it goes back to the early part of May over most of the state.
And at the same time, are we getting hotter temperatures?
We have. Fortunately, though, and many times, as you know, we tend to see drier than normal conditions also be accompanied by sometimes extreme temperatures are much warmer than normal. It has been warmer than normal, but not extreme. The precip, on the other hand, if we look at the last 2 months, at the months of May and June, that is pretty respectable. We've in some of that area I mentioned in the central and southern lower, we've only had 2.5 to 3.5 inches of observed rain over the last 2 months. Less than half of the normal, and to make matters worse, June in particular has been even drier. Part of that two-month total, there's been much less during the month of June, and of course with strong sun at this time of the year and warmer temperatures, the water needs, it's one of the months with one of the higher water needs. So we are seeing symptoms of the lack of water and stress increase on a daily basis, unfortunately.
So people in some parts of the state, at least, are going to have to make that decision. Do we have higher water bills or do we have brown lawns? But what about looking ahead through the rest of the summer into the fall? When might we see this change and start getting more precip?
Well, in the short term, nothing that looks like something promising, or at least that will end this dry spell. I think that there's enough to get us through. More than a couple weeks out, there's some hints that maybe we will move into a more active weather pattern with more rainfall, or at least more frequent chances for rainfall, and hopefully over time we'll begin to eliminate the deficit. The other part of this I think that's important, there is more confidence in this too, and that is that we're really probably looking at warmer than normal mean temperatures for much of the rest of the summer. And when we have the warmer temperatures, we have, well, there's more demand for water. We can evaporate more water more quickly. And as a result of that, it would, if the dryness continues, it would exacerbate the situation. So that's not a positive outlook, but for what it's worth, it's certainly the outlooks call for warmer than normal temperatures with no real direction on precipitation at this point. Although, as I mentioned, within the next 1 to 2 weeks, it looks like we may be moving into a little bit more active weather pattern. Hopefully, that'll be the case.
Jeffrey Andreessen, state climatologist and also the co-director of EnviroWeather at Michigan State University. Jeff, thank you so much.
My pleasure.